The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
So, yeah, so one of our best shows is the UAB Director's Chair that I'm going to be on with Mark Ingram. Yep. It's a great show. And by the way, if you're a UAB fan or you have a UAB business, Iron City, whatever, Truck Works, you should sponsor the show because it's doing really, really well. I'll call you today. We do UAB sports. We talk about college sports in general. He was just out in Vail, Colorado for the AAC meetings, spring meetings. For some reason, they're out in Colorado, and there's not a team in Colorado. It was weird. Anyway, so we always came up with, like, the four best guitar players, blah, 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 blah. Today we're doing, you'll love this, four bands that you and your child can listen to together.
Tons of them. That your child likes?
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating psychologically.
Yeah, because I'm
sitting there thinking, because which way does it go, right?
So like, I'm going,
does it pull you down, not down, but does it pull you as an adult back year? I mean, does it pull you age-wise to a younger age, or does it pull them up?
Well, and your kids are older. You know, my oldest son's 18. I have.
But I'm thinking, I was instantly going, I wasn't going... My kids now. I was thinking when my kids were.
So it's easy for me to pick four classic rock bands that I think my son likes, like AC/DC.
Yeah.
Queen, still incredibly relevant.
Yes.
And I was at something, father-daughter dance, and they're playing Radio Gaga. And I'm like, she was like, I love this song. And I said, it's Queen. And she goes, really? And I was like, yeah, it came out 15 years ago.
Those two are really good. Can you go with two more?
Then I thought, I need to come up with a couple songs that my kids like, or bands that my kids like, that I don't like maybe The Weeknd, maybe Imagination Dragons, you know, because whenever, what did I say? Imagination Dragons, right?
No, it's Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons, Imagination Dragons. See, what the hell? Imagination Dragons, love that band. Sam Rushing, good morning.
What's that? Who's that other singer? What's her name? Tyler Swift?
Tyler Swift. So I'm trying to think, you know, like Katy Perry. I do love Katy Perry. Okay. My daughter loves Katy Perry. I love Katy Perry. I love
but
her.
You listen, you
I love her look. I love her sentiments.
Like
I love her music. I love her music. That movie Elemental, the Disney flick, they're using Hot and Cold. I love that song. And I love the video, too.
Really interesting.
So like we were talking about James Taylor. Like, I couldn't take my kid to James Taylor. There's even my oldest. Just listen to it. You're really going to appreciate it. And he's going to go, Dad, I'm not listening to Shower the People with Love for 3 hours.
Because he would last one song, and he'd be like, what the hell am I doing? Now, let me tell you, I went to my first Jimmy Buffett concert only because I was doing a favor to my dad. My dad was like, you're going to love Jimmy Buffett. I'm like, oh, Dad, it's so cheesy. I mean, I knew Margaritaville is the only one. And I remember the only reason I went, I was like, you know, it's very important to him and whatever. But from that point on, I became a parrothead.
You know,
and my kids are parrotheads.
You know what it's a lot like?
Huh?
Like you're building it up. Like if I took my kid to AC/DC and they're playing one show October 7th, I hope they play some more. And he wants to go to a show, and I think he wants to go to a show because I love them so much, and I do Live Wire Wednesday every Wednesday night, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. We did it last night. But it's loud. It's in your face. I think he'd appreciate the rockness of the show. But I'd be going, please, Brian, hit the notes.
Yeah.
Don't screw this up.
Yeah.
So it's like watching Jaws. Indiana Jones, you can pull off Romancing the Stone, James Bond movies that we appreciate that are still out there. Go show your kids Airplane and Jaws.
No, but Airplane.
I'm telling you, I showed my kid Airplane, and I built it up. Now, Caddyshack he liked.
Really?
Animal House he loved. Okay. He liked the Blues Brothers. Okay. He thought it was funny. But Jaws is the most boring movie in the history. And he's like, dude, Meg 2. He's like, Jaws sucks. You can tell it's not real. It's terrible.
CGI.
It was terrible. It's terrible. And the whole scene where they're sitting in the boat for 45 minutes talking about when it's horrible. But Airplane, I said to him, dude,
this is a classic.
This thing's going to move so quick.
No, it doesn't move quick.
It's
the humor is not, it's a little bit time.
He's like, this was funny.
It's like,
he's like, this is funny. And I'm like, It's hilarious. Because, Dad, it's not funny.
And there is nothing worse. There's nothing worse, I think, than when you bring... this happens to my family. You know my family. My family's very, like... I'll bring something in that I think is hysterical. Oh, yeah. And they're like...
and they shoot it down right.
Or they, I'm like, did you watch the video I sent you? They're like, no. I'm like, why? Because your stuff's not funny, Dad. Or if I'll play, wow, my God, this was so great. Like, no, that's nothing.
Yeah, that hurts.
It hurts bad.
It hurts super bad. So we'll have those bands. Okay. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit.
Journey, I would think, is one.
No, I don't think my kids know. See, a lot of kids...
the high school... not High School Musical, oh man, what was the show? The television show that they redid all this Journey. They redid all the rock, classic rock songs.
School of Rock?
No, I don't remember. But, I mean, the other thing that's different, and you hear this all the time, is because of the way music is now, most kids or younger, they know, there are more kids who know our songs than us knowing their songs.
I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, don't stop believing would probably be, but my daughter couldn't even tell me who sings that song.
Really?
She knows it really well, but I mean, so that's going to be a tough nugget to chew on. Summer Lovin' happened so fast. So the Taylor Swift thing, we won't really get into the Taylor Swift thing, but it brings us up the topic of Summer Lovin' because, you know, a lot of kids that were in high school or even college to an extent, you know, met somebody at college or met someone in high school. We've heard these stories where I've dated her since I was, you know, 15 years old or whatever. And all of a sudden you're going out to school. You have to make the decision of whether you're going to go to the same school. Do you want to continue this? Your parents are like, you're 18. We got to do what's best for you. We got to do what's best for your education. So yes. I'm imploring you to continue your education, and she'll be here, and there's going to be summer vacations. Then they come back, and maybe they rekindle that, you know, like Travolta and Olivia Newton-John did. But in this particular case, we're talking about
rebound relationships.
And, you know, we talked about this. We talked a lot about this on Curry and Claypo, where when you go out with somebody for a long period of time and it falls apart, and it wasn't like someone cheating or something, you know, not the dagger, but maybe a death by a thousand cuts. You remember the good times. You only remember the good times. I choose to do that in my previous marriage. I'm not going to remember the bad times because I know it's not. There's not going to be a rebound. So I'm just going to remember the good times. I'm going to remember all the good things that happened with us. And but when you remember all those good things and then you hook back up again, you're like, what happened?
Oh, now you're
I'm going that route because I think a lot of people do that because we're not only talking about summer rebounds, we're talking about rebounds, period. But we see that a lot over the holidays, people get back in town and whatever happened, it's Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah.
It is the
most. But that's not rebound.
It's the Pina Colada song. No, it could be.
Yeah, but that's not a rebound. I mean, that's very interesting.
Anytime you get to back together again with a person you broke up with,
it's not.
Well, I consider that a rebound.
Oh no,
see, the ball's coming back, and
No. But okay, so that's just, but a rebound relationship is I was with somebody.
You're talking about going with someone new,
but going with somebody new very quickly, reasonably quickly after the other one.
But in Taylor Swift's case, we're talking about the same person.
No, second.
She was seen with this guy, and now she's back with him. Correct?
No, she's not. It's done. That was the whole thing. She was dating somebody for a long, long time. They broke up.
Yeah.
And then relatively quickly, she started seeing this new guy.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, allegedly started seeing this new guy. And that brought up in the media all this idea of rebound. We see rebound all the time, which is you break up. There is a breakup. You've been in a relationship, but there's a breakup. And sometimes it is infidelity. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be anything.
Yeah.
And then you see that person, they're dating someone else pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We always say this. If it hasn't been like a year, that instantly, oh, it's a rebound relationship. Because the relationship that follows the long-term relationship is usually seen as the rebound, and usually it doesn't work out.
It usually doesn't, but isn't it important to the development? Well, you dating again? I mean,
it can be.
It's like coaching, right? Do you want to replace Bob Knight? You're going to bring that guy in.
But it depends how you go into it. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But it depends. Because a lot of times people are going into it because of what you said. I'm either angry or frustrated because this relationship broke up. I'm feeling insecure, or I want some love, or I want to fulfill what I'm not having now, what I didn't have in the other relationship. And so the reason the red flags go up is you're dating this person or you're with this person, not so much because of them, but they're fulfilling all of these, what we would call sort of temporary needs.
Yeah.
And that's why it's called a rebound. And that's also why it very often doesn't work. Now, to your point, is it an important transitional period? Yeah, it can be. But the poor person who's the rebound is very often left in the dust.
Well, but isn't it okay then if you say, listen, I just got out of a serious relationship, or I just broke up, or I just got a divorce. And so is that okay to like?
Yeah, I think you can approach it that way. I think you need to ask. This is what I always tell people: why are you going out with this person?
Yeah.
This next person. Is it I'm feeling any companionship? I'm feeling that it's been time that I'm not just replacing the void, because that's usually what happens. I'm replacing the void. When you see somebody jump from one relationship to not just dating, but one relationship to the other relationship, I always say this: if there was nothing in between. You didn't spend some time thinking. You didn't go to therapy. You didn't do something.
You just done a lot of that.
What?
Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson, man, has gone from one woman to the next, yeah. to the next, and he's now with somebody else. You do this fine. I mean, whatever.
And Pete Davidson's also said he's got a variety, I don't know what, a variety of psychological challenges.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. A lot of times we fall into the next relationship. Very often, it's almost as if we are blinded by our own baggage.
Yeah.
Right? Because we think, oh, this is great. This person's wonderful. But really what it is I'm lonely. I'm insecure. I don't like the feeling of not being with somebody. I've gotten used to companionship. Blah, 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 blah. And we haven't owned that.
Yeah,
and again, that's why the poor rebound person.
No, I like your angle a lot better. Right? I was thinking more of a rebound with the same person, but
that's why you're always if you're the rebound person,
yeah,
you're screwed.
Yeah,
because you ain't going to be around for a long time.
Well, no, you're serving your purpose.
That's good. Ooh, use that. That is good. You are serving a purpose, but recognize going in that you're probably you're a temp.
Yeah,
you're sort of a what is it? You're like
you're a placeholder.
You are. You're like deployed for a certain amount of time, and then your contract. You're a temp. That's exactly what you are. You're going to be.
Yeah, and then you're in a situation where, and I'll just be straight out, like where I'm in.
Yours is different. Yours is a little bit different.
I know.
Yours is a lot bit different. No, yours is what we want.
Like, because I'm not even looking. It always amazes me, and I envy this in people, that they can move on so quickly.
They can't.
Someone that gets married 6-7 months after, first of all, I'm assuming they were having an affair, because I can't imagine going through a 20-year marriage and all of a sudden wanting to fall in love and marry someone within a year afterwards. I just can't do that.
Nope.
No matter how perfect they are for you.
Right.
Unless you had something ramping up before that. I'm the guy with the dog in the park. I'm not running after the dog right now.
No.
I'm just gonna sit in the park.
But that's what we want. I mean, we don't want you to be miserable that way.
Mm-hmm.
But what you've done is you've closed one chapter and you are taking the time to be okay and figure you out.
Yeah.
And when you don't do that, yes, there's a chance that the next one will be good.
Yeah.
You know, but so often there's not, because you know you don't. You know, I always ask people this: do you know how you got to this point?
Yep.
Do you know how you got to? Well, he did this and she did this. No, okay, fine. What do you want out of life? What do you want out of life for you? Not in a partner. I'd like stop going, because you see a lot of people go, well, this is what I want in a relationship. I'm not asking that. What do you want for you? And a lot of people can't answer that question.
You know, Josh, you have to love yourself first before you can love someone else.
You do. I'm always afraid to say that, but it's true. You got to love yourself. I have a little twist on it. You have to love yourself, and people think that's just a pat on the back.
Yeah.
You have to be confident that you can take care of yourself emotionally.
Yeah.
Not just love yourself, but you don't need anybody else for you to be okay in the world.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Because and I feel for people who have relationships one after another. Right. I mean, and it's like you're right. It's like they have to be with somebody. And what ends up happening is they take whatever they can get their hands on, and they're dating. And I know a lot of women are like this. And I'm not saying there's not guys like that as well, but just some women. But they'll date four or five different guys. And it's always them making the commitment. The guys are always dumping them. And it's one after another. Every 3 or 4 months, it seems like they're going through a different guy. And it's like, you know what? If you just chill out and you know.
Well, because you're facing the question, right? If you're talking to me, I'm putting it right back on you. What is it? Why are you going after this guy and this guy and this guy? What is this person doing for you? And very often,
sometimes it's just a warm body.
Yeah, companionship. But I don't have a problem with, like, psychologically, that's okay. If you say, I'm going in because I just want companionship.
Yeah.
Great. But if you go in and you see this, oh, this is really the person that I needed to be with.
Yeah.
You don't need to be with anybody.
I got you. All right. We'll talk about it on Fox 6 this morning. Download the TKR app, Tony Curry Radio, TKR through Apple, and Tony Curry Radio through Android. It's a great app. We play classic rock and roll 24 hours a day. Your detonation station coming up on the 4th of July. We'll have your soundtrack for all your fireworks. And, of course, wherever you get your podcasts, we have well over 1,000 shows. We have 13 different shows. We're developing a couple more shows. They're fantastic. I'm doing the UAB A director's chair show today with the Mark Ingram. That's a weekly show. The Kiefer and Curry show. The Need to Know show. The Students of the Game show. The Live Wire Wednesday show. The Damon Johnson show. They're still on the road with, of course, ZZ Top, Lynyrd Skynyrd. The Austin Hanks show. We go on and on and on. Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. The Montgomery Food Bank. Just some fantastic shows. Check those out. And you can do that through the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. All right. We'll be on Fox 6 in just about 20 or 25 minutes, 9:35 this morning. We want to thank WBRC. And really thank you, because I know you're a fixture on their station several times during the week as their official psychologist. And I'm just happy to be along for the ride. But the Curry and Klepo show on Fox 6 is pretty doggone cool. And so many people see us every Thursday morning, so we appreciate that. Have yourself a wonderful day. God bless. We love you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.